This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Houston, standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Well, Joe, but with a new ring to his telling him to be an idiot. He's asking for too much.
Yes.
Joe, I'm Jeremy. Worst calls ever in Houston sports history. 713-780-3776. Ocho is spamming our text line with anti-U of H rhetoric. Man. Ocho, you're gone!
You just made the list!
Talk to you tomorrow. You're ejected. Hit the showers. This junkie just watched the Betts home run robbery. It's a 50-50 call. Looks like his glove got touched right at the fence. Fan boundary. Don't be a homer.
You
5211 are A, wrong, B, ejected!
You just made the list!
You're out of here, 5211. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Probably doesn't make much difference, but still irked by Jose Altuve's home run that was called out by fan interference in the 18 ALCS. And by the way, of all the homers, I homer the least. I'm a little homer. I'm a marginal homer.
I homer more?
I homer less. Least less than any other homer.
That's fair.
On the homer scale, mine tilts the slightest bit over. I'm not an extreme homer. Well, maybe with U of A.
I am not an extreme homer. Challenge you to show me where I'm a homer.
Yeah, but you're not talent. We're talking about the talent
wow.
in the city of Houston.
You found a would turn that question into an insult.
I mean, congratulations. I'll be honest. I don't think there's an ounce of homerism on this station.
I mean, I'm
literally watching a video this morning Lance saying the season's over for the Texans like 4 weeks ago.
Well, I think we're all... No, I wouldn't say that there's not a homer aspect of it. But I think we're all very, what is the right word? Fair? Balanced?
Yeah.
Like.
I think that's copyrighted.
Is it? By who?
Fair and balanced.
Who does that?
Fox News.
Oh. My bad. But I mean, I think everybody on the station wants the Houston teams to win.
Yeah, of course, because this job's more fun when they win.
Depends.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, you set me up for this one.
It's always fun to win.
But no, I mean, I think there's a slight homer level there.
Sure.
But I think you can be a slight homer, but also fair and balanced.
Yeah, I think we're very fair and balanced.
Officials missing Don Beebe running out of bounds when the Bills came back to beat the Oilers. I believe he scored a touchdown on the play.
Yeah, I should have thought of that one. That's 100%.
That was frustrating. Frustrating game. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRNP listener line. Philip, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Philip?
Hey, guys. I was calling in on the BB one. I actually am a glutton for punishment, and I tend to hold a grudge. So, yes, I do have that on DVD, and I do watch every once in a while just to reignite my anger. There's also on that the overtime, I believe it was, the game-winning drive was set up by an interception by Warren Moon. If you watch, the wide receiver was running a crossing route, was pushed to the ground by a linebacker from behind, which was why it was such an easy interception. The receiver was knocked off of his route by, I'm sure illegally, because I don't think you can push a guy from behind and knock the receiver down onto the ground. That seems like that would be a textbook penalty. But easy interception to set up the winning field goal on that play. So I'll go with that one since BB already got called out. So.
Yeah, it's a good call. I remember that play now that you – I wouldn't have remembered it other than you bringing it up. But you bringing it up refreshed my memory. I'm going to have to go back and watch the second half of that game because it's been a while. I haven't watched it in a long time. It's probably been 7-10 years. Tom Franklin was the voice of the Oilers back then.
Really?
Yeah, he used to have a pet cat. Tom Franklin did. 713-780-3776. You know the backstory there?
No.
Felt like you gave an inside joke and then just moved on.
You're not a homer for U of H, just proud, Branham. Thank you. Renfro's touchdown. A lot of people are saying Renfro's touchdown. Renfro's touchdown is the most popular answer on the text line right now. I literally created the instant replay because of it. Corey brought up the Kevin Durant play whenever he was at Golden State, and he batted. It was kind of similar to the Michael Finley play. Whenever he was a foot on the baseline and slapped the ball in play as he was out of bounds, that was terrible. That was a brutal one.
I forgot about that one. That's a good
Do you remember this one? This is great recall from this junkie. This is another one that I would not have remembered off the top of my head. Justin Forsett Thanksgiving game, 82-yard touchdown.
But that went in the Texans' favor, though.
It did, but so it's still an egregious call.
It is an egregious call. I just didn't think of it because it went in the Texans' favor.
I'm not sure I would have thought about it, period, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's good recall. Now, you bringing it up, I remember it vividly, but it wasn't at the top of mind.
And really, the mistake there, I forget the name of the coach of the Lions at the time. I'm forgetting his name now.
Was it Caldwell?
No, it wasn't Caldwell. It was before. It was Jim Schwartz. Anyway, the whole reason that play stood is because he made a mistake challenging a play that was already under review.
Yep.
And that's what voided everything and caused the – like, they would have fixed it. Texas would have lost that game.
Were all scoring plays reviewed back then, though?
Yeah, it was only 2012.
I don't think they were. I think it was there was something definitely wrong in the semantics of how he challenged it that made it non-challengeable.
I thought the explanation was the score will be reviewed, so by you challenging it now the review is dead. Like by him throwing the red flag. Maybe I'm missing something in the semantics as you said, but basically he caused the play to stand instead of being overturned.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they were okay. Google AI says that it started in 2011.
Yeah, and that was 2012.
It was 2012.
Right.
So, yeah, I misremembered there. Brian 2, Branham 0 today. He got scoreboard.
Banner day.
He's been a banner day. You might throw a parade tomorrow, Brian.
I might.
You might throw one. 713-780-3776. This junkie says Graham Harrell's the greatest college quarterback of all time. Keenum only broke Harrell's records because he played 6 years. 4-1-1-4-1-3-3. You're gone. Enjoy the rest of
you
the
just
day.
Made the list.
Renfro catch against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to go. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that. I'm three series in.
How long is it gonna take you to get through that game?
I mean, if you
three
if,
series
you know,
at a
if
time?
If I did it in the morning one day, I'd be able to watch it all the way through. If I did 30 minutes of show prep one day and I spent the rest of my morning watching the game, then I could probably get through it. But you know, I have things to do.
You've got more than 30 minutes.
But if I'm watching at night, it's going to take a week or two. It's very easy to fall asleep.
Yeah, old man.
It's like grainy. There's cars on the field. They run the ball. They run the ball nonstop. Like there's no such thing as passing the ball on first or second down.
It's not good.
It's so crazy. The difference of the game is nuts. And that wasn't that long ago.
No.
I mean, 45 years ago.
50 years ago.
That's not a ton of time. That's one generation.
50 years?
I don't think that's a ton of time.
I mean, that's two generations IMO, but...
Is it? How long is a generation?
Why is it IMO?
I don't know. Felt right in the moment.
How long is a generation?
I thought it'd be like 25 years, no? Because when you turn 25, that's about the... I mean, not for everyone, obviously. I waited until I was 36 to have kids. But a lot of people are having kids around 25, right?
I always think of a generation like, you know, the lineage of the family,
like when,
right?
Like when a generation grows up and then has kids, that becomes the next generation.
So maybe 30 years, maybe?
Yeah, 25 to 30.
Google
AI generation and a half?
Google AI is between 20 to 30 years.
Okay.
Boom.
3-0, Brian.
Parade tomorrow.
Oh, is that a sound effect or someone dropping dimes on someone, or are y'all fiddling with coins? I'm ADHD and I play with my ring.
Yes, he does.
I spin my ring throughout the entire show.
Lost it again Monday? Was it yesterday?
Did I lose it? I did drop it under the table.
Yeah, didn't lose it.
Looking for it for a while.
I dropped it under the table. No, I knew where it was. It was trapped, though, and I couldn't get to it. I couldn't, like, kick it out of my foot. 713-780-3776. Out to the HRMP listener line. Dave, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Dave?
Hey, listen, I just want to mention this. I mean, the obvious call is Renfro as egregious call, but I don't know if you guys old enough to remember, they came out with a hit song because of that bad call. It was called Wide Receiver, and it was a hit in the black community.
It was a hit? A wide receiver not being in bounds? It was called Wide Receiver? Who sang it, do you know?
Wide Receiver. I don't remember who sung it, but it had kind of like a Parliament George Clinton sound to it.
Was it Michael Henderson?
That's it. That's it. Michael Henderson.
We'll look into it. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up on that, Dave.
All right.
Good stuff there, man. I'm going to check out the song. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's close it out with Marlon. Marlon, you're with Jeremy and Joe. What's up?
Good afternoon. I don't know if you guys remember this, but it's the last game of the 1993 basketball season. Jimmy Peterson called the game. Rockets playing Spurs, and they gave David Robinson the bucket with no time left on the clock, and it cost him the home court advantage.
Wow.
And
I don't remember that at all.
Seven in Seattle.
93 season? So it would have been 92-93?
Yeah, 92-93 season.
Wow. Okay. That's great recall, Marlon. Appreciate the call. Yeah. I have to go back and check that out, too. So they lost the home court advantage because they lost the game after Robinson made a shot with zeros on the clock, and then they lost in Seattle in seven.
I've heard that.
That'd been Western Conference semis?
They
lost to Seattle. They weren't in the conference finals.
What year? 92? Yeah, that was Seattle in the semis because they beat the Clippers in the round one and lost to Seattle.
Yeah. I don't remember that at all. That's crazy.
I remember hearing the audio. Call? I don't remember seeing the game.
Wow. I'm going to have to look into that one, too.
Yeah, looks like 119-117 final score in overtime.
Okay, so there wouldn't have been a guarantee that they would have won the game.
Yeah, they would have gone to second overtime.
Yeah. Okay. Was it in San Antonio or Houston?
San Antonio.
Some home cooking.
We had some home cooking. Mm. I remember they didn't start the clock. That's the one that I remember.
Oh,
Gene
yeah, that's a great call.
They didn't start the clock!
Yeah, I think that was against Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake.
That's such a funny call.
They didn't start the clock!
He's having such a meltdown.
All right, 713-780-3776. We're going to leave a little bit early today because the Aggies are playing basketball. They're in Pitt. Aggies are at Pitt, so they're going to start their pregame coverage at 5:30. So we're going to do one more segment, then we're going to call it a day and get out of your way for some Aggie basketball. So coming up next, we're going to hand out some game balls for Week 13. Who gets your game ball? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. If you haven't heard about Higgins Boat Rum, you need to. You should have had some during Thanksgiving. That's okay. There's another holiday coming up. You can get your hands on some Higgins Boat Rum. You're going to be spending a lot of time with your family. You're going to need a lot of rum. Or you want to gift some rum, you can do that too. Higgins Boat Rum, rum anchored in time. Known as the Texas Bourbon Drinker's Rum because it's bold, it is smooth. It's also steeped in history. Honors the greatest generation. Perfect to sip neat, perfect to have on the rocks, perfect to have on a big rock. Higgins Boat Rum is excellent for crafting your Texas-inspired cocktails. Try your old-fashioned with it. It's what I do. It's great. The classics, pina colada, Mai Tai. How about the eggnog? We're going to be drinking some eggnog at the Christmas party. Well, why not have Higgins Boat Rum with your eggnog? Higgins Boat Rum also pays tribute to the military heritage. It's named, in fact, after the iconic landing craft that turned the tide in World War II. Higgins Boat Rum donates 10% of profits from every bottle to Camp Hope to support our veterans. You're honoring heroes with every pour. Higgins Boat Rum uses the Prosecco craft technology that we've all grown to love, which makes it smoother, enhances the natural flavors and aromas while removing the harsh elements. It's a premium top shelf rum at a great price. Get your bottle now at the Total Wine in Baybrook, Total Wine in Pearland, and always at HigginsBoatRum.com. Shipping to 48 states in the country at HigginsBoatRum.com. Crafted for the bold, inspired by the brave.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
Jeremy and Joe, the suddenty there dinks me.
Suddenly?
Suddenness there dinks me. It's late in the show. I've had a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I don't think suddenty is a word.
I'm just,
we can
I'm
make
just
it one.
Hanging on. No one listens to me for my grammar. I'm ESL. You guys are making fun of my English whenever it was my second language.
And I'm Mexico.
Ridiculous. If we're going to include most egregious calls, it's got to be a call from Israel. That's a pretty good one, Keith. And we're talking only Houston, too. A lot of junkies were like, hey, you missed all these other ones. We were talking strictly Houston. All right, game balls. I want to remind you, we're going to be at East River 9 this Friday. And from 11 to 3, special broadcast hosted by Glenn Davis and Joe George. Jose Jorge at East River 9. Glenn will be breaking down where each country's soccer team is headed this summer. Not all of them, just the ones that qualified. The must-watch groups and which countries will be playing in Houston. Maybe Tune into the draw this Friday, 11 a to 3 p. The draw is presented by D&M Leasing, home of the easy lease. All right, banging through these, Joe. Hit me with your first game ball.
Dontavian Wicks, 6 catches, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
Nice touchdowns. I was impressed.
Nice touchdowns.
Nice touchdowns.
Very
nice
good touchdowns. I went with Jordan Love there, matched career high 4 touchdowns. I'm going to go with the refs in the Texans-Colts game. They eat all of them get a game ball. Give the Zebras a game ball. They all get one. Thank you, Zebras.
I'm going to give one to Joe's boy, Kyle Manungai. I mean, it was hard to pick here, but he had 5 more yards than Swift, so I'll give it to Manungai. 130 yards and a touchdown.
He's a stud.
He is awesome. Manungai.
He's very good. Let's go CeeDee Lamb here. 7 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown.
You hate quarterbacks. Max Brosmer. Max Brosmer throwing interceptions. All you get a pick. You get a pick. You get a pick. You get a pick. Yeah, if I'm Seattle, I'm walking into the Vikings locker room. I'm going, Max Brosmer, here's your game ball.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. I'll give mine. I'll go local here. Nico Collins, 5 for 98, didn't get a score, but he was great. He took over a few parts of the game where they had some big moments.
There was already a game ball in that game, Brian.
Sorry?
There was already a game ball from that game.
Oh, the Colts referees? Yeah. I mean, I think it favored. I don't think it gave him the game.
Joe?
Joseph Asai, 2 sacks in the Bengals-Ravens game.
Texas is back, folks!
Didn't know that.
Hey, quarterbacks. Marcus Jones, go Cougs. Punt return touchdown. He's the greatest punt returner in the history of the game. He is the greatest of all time, Marcus Jones. Brian?
I'll give another defender here. Vita Vea in the Bucs game had a sack, a tackle for loss, 3 QB hits. There wasn't a lot of offense in that game. So give one to Vita Vea, dominating the defensive line.
I hate quarterbacks. Adonai Mitchell, welcome to the Jets. 8 catches, 102 yards.
You have to stop giving game balls to Longhorns.
It's not intentional.
Stop doing it.
They balled out this weekend.
Shout out for Ben Marshall. Devin Achane, 22 carries, 134 yards and a touch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on my list as well. I'll give one to Jacoby Myers and the Jaguars win. 6 for 90 and a touchdown. Great trade for the Jaguars.
Bryce Young.
Good call.
15 for 20, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Unfortunately, he didn't go to Texas, so I can't hit the drop.
Well, James Cook, 177 total yards, and then the Bills. I think that Sean McDermott does. I think he's racist, Sean McDermott. James Cook is getting the ball all the way down to the goal line, and they're varsity blueing James Cook and letting the white guy get the touchdowns. James Cook's getting right down the field, getting to the one, and then Josh Allen is vulturing all these touchdowns.
On all of my teams, what was the,
who was the coach? Who was the coach in Varsity Blues?
I don't remember. No one knows. There's no one to know.
Bud Kilmer. Sean McDermott is Bud Kilmer.
He doesn't like touchdowns for James Cook. It's a shame.
Brian.
I'll give my next one to Chuba Hubbard. 83 yards rushing, 41 receiving, and a touchdown.
You're breaking all the rules.
Nah. There's no rules here. Only rule is you can't give it to a losing team. That's the only rule.
Yeah, you can't get multiple game balls. Once the team has been executed, the team has been executed.
You gave one to refs today. The rules have been broken.
I gave one to the 12 like 2 weeks ago. So.
Yeah.
Joshua Hines-Allen, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for a loss.
Are you sure? Yeah, you said that with an upward inflection.
Yeah, I always forget his.
You guys are multi-timing left and right.
But did you say Jacksonville?
You guys are spitting in the face of the integrity of game balls.
Yeah, I gave one to Jacoby Myers.
I wasn't listening.
Kamani Vidal.
Yeah.
25. Yeah. I have no idea how to say his name. I hope that was right.
No, you got it right.
25-1, 26-1.
I'll give my next one to another defender. Ernest Jones, the 4th out of Seattle. 12 tackles, 2 passes defense, and he had a tutty. Seattle absolutely crushed.
I think we got them all.
I had
Evan Engram?
I gave one to RJ Harvey. It was kind of a bad offensive game, but he had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that game was not game ball worthy, I would say.
I think we got them all.
We got them all.
Then we got all the game balls in place here. NBA game ball to J.J. Redick for shaking his head at LeBron. I give my game ball to the greatest college football coach to ever live, Lane Kiffin. Nico got a rushing touchdown, B-Mac.
My bad.
Refs didn't screw the Colts. The ball went over the top of the goalpost. Call on the field was good. There was other calls. That wasn't the only one. But I don't think they screwed the Colts either. It was more of a comedic game ball.
Say the Longhorns field for taking out A&M players left and right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they were soft.
What are you watching tonight, Joe? No Rockets, no NFL, no Maction. There's no Maction.
No, there's nothing now.
Great college basketball night, Joe George. Great college basketball night.
Hard pass.
All right. This is great college basketball. Who wins? Oh, we didn't do that today. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball in on the road at Pitt. That comes up right now on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.